Every Friday at Town Hall Square, volunteers meet with at least a couple of families. They do not help undocumented workers. Yet many of those living here legally worry that visiting this office could undermine their effort to become citizens.
There is that just generalized fear: if I come out, someone will know I'm here.
That's the Resource Center's leader, Richard Vengroff. He's an immigration representative certified by the Department of Homeland Security. Immigration law has never been this complex and nuanced, says Vengroff. This year, President Trump has demanded tougher screening for visa applications, the hiring of 10,000 more agents for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also referred to as ICE, and an end to sanctuary cities.
But now they're considering entering the country without documentation to be a crime that puts you on the priority list for deportation. And that's a dramatic change. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't eliminate crime at all. If you want to look at it that way, they're deporting the wrong people.
Many immigrants often called President Obama the deporter-in-chief. During his last year in office, ICE deported about 250,000 people to Mexico and Central America. Though ICE has removed fewer immigrants convicted of crimes this year, President Trump has taken a more aggressive stance on immigration.
It was the same day that Donald Trump inauguration, so that's why I remember it.
Magdalena Kowalska came to America from South Poland in 2003. She was the first person to visit the Resource Center's Falmouth office when it opened in January.
On the back of your head, you always think, what if there is something that they find in your paperwork that they don't like?
As a single mother of two young sons, Kowalska could not afford to be deported. As a permanent resident, that's someone who's held a green card for at least 5 years, she needed help with all the forms that come with applying for naturalization. While working as a bartender at Seacrest Beach Hotel, Kowalska was introduced to Karen Gwynn, a lawyer who volunteers at the Immigration Resource Center.
I'm an immigrant myself. I came to this country 9 years ago.
Gwynn went to law school in Columbia, where she grew up, before moving to Cape Cod and working out of the Resource Center's Falmouth location.
This was just the perfect opportunity to me to start volunteering and, you know, giving back to the community where I've been living.
The American Community Survey of the Census Bureau estimates about 18,000 foreign-born people were living on the Cape and Islands between 2011 and 2015. About 10,000 of them are naturalized citizens. At the end of the long path to citizenship is a test. Passing that test means demonstrating the ability to speak, read, and write in English.
I was very nervous about the whole test, about the whole interview. I wasn't sure what they were going to ask me at the interview, and Richard and Karen explained it to me step by step and made me feel more comfortable and more relaxed about the whole process.
This summer at a naturalization ceremony in Boston, Kowalska joined 3,000 others in taking what's known as the Oath of Allegiance. It was their final step toward becoming citizens.
It was exactly the same day that I came to the United States 14 years ago. I came to U.S. on June 22nd and I got my oath ceremony on June 22nd, so it was pretty special. So I'm American right now.
Kowalska says she could not have made it through the process without the months of legal help from the Resource Center in Falmouth.
I came to U.S., I left my family behind, which was a huge sacrifice. But I think I did it back then for my future family, for my future kids. And now they are here, and they better not ruin this chance. They better go for it. That's what I'm looking for the most, looking at my kids growing up and being very successful. And living the dream.
For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.